Tuagle or Gooder. This is Future Tense. From American Public Media, I'm Bob Collins, in today for John Gordon. Last week we talked here about the rumors that Google will end up buying Twitter someday. But what's in it for Google, and does Twitter ever develop into anything other than what it already is? A very addictive way to waste some work time. I called Daniel Tunkelang, the chief scientist at Endica, although he's speaking only for himself here. He also writes the blog The Noisy Channel, and he's given a presentation or two to Google on staying relevant over the years. And we chatted about where both Google and Twitter may be heading.
Google does not seem to do very well at community. They tried to make a virtual world called Lively along the lines of Second Life, and they shuttered it after 6 months. So I think that much as they didn't succeed in video, I think they probably recognize that they're not good at succeeding in community. And Twitter is a very nice story when it comes to community. I mean, it's no Facebook. It's in terms of traffic levels, but the growth is phenomenal, the press is phenomenal, and I'm sure Google would love it as a feather in its cap. I don't think they would pay $1 billion for it.
But Twitter doesn't have much of a business model either, right? Regardless of what you pay for it, wouldn't you still end up being the owner of something that doesn't make money?
So Google has an interesting attitude towards that. I mean, YouTube isn't making money. It's losing money. Google News, as far as I know, is still not making money. But it's clear that Google wants people on their properties. So it's worth it for Google to build out areas that it's missing, even if it doesn't have an immediate revenue model. So, for example, YouTube may not be making money, but because the search for videos on Google is integrated into the overall Google.com site, arguably, if they didn't have YouTube easily available there, I might look for videos elsewhere and thus not see the ads that I would get from looking at Google.com. Just because Twitter hasn't figured out how to make money doesn't mean they won't. Google didn't know how to make money either for a very, very long time.
Is there kind of a game of chicken here? I mean, we'll wait and our value will go up, we'll make more money, or the risk is we'll wait and like so many things that have come along that were hot for a while, we'll become irrelevant.
It either goes up or it just goes to zero. It completely crashes. I think it's a high variance outcome. And I think one of the features of entrepreneurs in general is that they basically are optimists to an extreme. And it's very easy for them to see how it can only go up. More people keep using it. It becomes more valuable to people. But there are at least two things that should be disturbing. I mean, one is that Facebook is trying to figure out what makes Twitter successful and beat it.
It's easy to assume that Google is the search engine that ate the internet and will always be what it is now. But Daniel Tunkelang says if you compare it to a librarian to whom you turn for help finding something, the librarian wins. Google, he says, is not information-oriented, it's engineering-oriented. Is that its Achilles heel? Find a half-hour interview with Tunkelang on our website, futuretense.publicradio.org. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. For John Gordon, I'm Bob Collins.